Good morning, everyone. It's great to welcome you to our online service this morning. Now, the start of September has brought many changes to my routine. I wonder if you've experienced that already as well. Perhaps those watching at home this morning, some of you have started school or just about to restart school again. Perhaps some of you have been back into the office for the first time in ages. In fact, over these last few months, there have been many changes, haven't there? But this morning, as we gather virtually together, we come to worship a Saviour who never changes. We read in the book of Hebrews in the New Testament of our Saviour that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And our confidence as believers in life and in death is wrapped around this glorious truth. That what Jesus has said, he continues to say. What Jesus has promised, he will fulfill. What Jesus reveals about himself will always be true. And what Jesus has accomplished for us in his death, in his life, his death and resurrection, well, that can never be undone. So it's with this confidence in our unchanging Saviour that we can sing our first song this morning that declares the wonder of the cross. Forgiveness won for repentant sinners that can never be lost. Let's begin our time together by singing Man of Sorrows.
To the Father's will,
Let's pray together. Our loving, eternal Father in heaven, we praise you this morning for our Saviour, Jesus. Thank you that he really is the same yesterday and today and forever. We see so many changes in life. People change, circumstances change. But thank you that Jesus never changes. Please grow our trust in his unchanging character this morning. We pray, please, that afresh you would forgive us our many sins and help us to forgive those who have sinned against us. We pray that you would help us to concentrate and to participate in church despite many possible distractions around us. Please help parents today to be patient with kids at home. Please help those with particular pressures caused by illness and work to fix their hearts and minds on Christ this morning. Please help those exhausted from many meetings this week staring at a screen. Please help them to engage with this service and to have stamina to participate. Lord, we need your mercy and your help today. Please refresh our souls. Please nourish our hearts. Please pour out your spirit and continue to build your church. Please meet with us today, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to head over to see Glenn and Steve to learn more about the Lord's Prayer.
Hey guys, I hope you're holding up well. As many of you know, we are working our way through the sections of this book, What Every Child Should Know About Prayer. And we've slowed right down as we work our way through the Lord's Prayer. So we've done Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our sins as we forgive those that sin against us. And we're on to the last line of the Lord's Prayer, which is, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Glenn?
Yes, Steve?
What is temptation?
Well, that's a very good question, Steve. Temptation is when we have a desire, when we really, really want to do something. We're tempted to do it. It's that desire, that really wantness to do it.
Oh, I get that feeling a lot. So the other day, I saw your muffin on the side, and I really wanted to eat it. Like, really, really, really wanted to.
Oh, yeah, I didn't notice my muffin had gone missing.
Yeah, I did actually end up eating it. Sorry.
Oh, Steve, I really wanted that. Well, you could say that you gave into temptation. You had this desire, this want to eat the muffin, and so you ended up giving into that temptation and doing it.
I really did.
Temptation is like a rope wrapped around our heart, and it's trying to draw us to do something.
It's like tempting Terrio.
Who?
It's like Tempting Terrio.
Oh, who's this? Oh, goodness.
Hello there. My name's Tempting Terrio, and I want you to do bad things. Oh, go on. Be mean to your brother or sister. Go on, go on, go on, go on, go on, go on, go on. Then you couldn't lie about it. You will, you will, you will, you will, you will, you will, you will.
Oh, that sounds naughty.
Oh, yeah, but it'll be okay. It doesn't matter. Ignore your parents. Go on, go on, go on, go on, go on, go on, go on.
See? He tries to get you to do things. Bad things. Tempting Terrio.
I'm sure it will be okay. Don't you worry about the consequences. This is my motto. When something's wrong, go on, go on, go on, go on, go on, go on, go on. Okay, I need to go eat someone's muffin now. Slanagat! Slanagat!
Ah! Wow. He really was trying to lead us to do naughty things, wasn't he? But the point of this prayer is we ask God to help us to say no to temptation.
You could say that we ask God to help us say no to Terrio.
Well, that sounds like a good way of saying, actually. When we chatter with my papa in heaven,
we ask God to help us say no to Terrio.
Exactly, that's very good. You see, even Jesus was tempted. He was tempted in the desert, and he was tempted when in the Garden of Gethsemane. Have a look at what the Bible tells us in Luke 22 about what Jesus said when he was in the garden. Have a look at this. Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. As Jesus faced the cross, he was tempted to run away, but he prayed and asked God to help him to say no to Terio, and God strengthened him.
That's so good that he did, because if he had run away, we'd all be stuck in our sin, and we'd all be heading for hell.
Exactly. It's great that Jesus said no to Terio, and we should be people who pray and ask God to help us
say no to Terio.
Exactly. Now, we've been learning a memory verse song, and before we head back to the church, we're going to sing it one last time. I thought I'd leave these final lines for you to make up some actions. Let me know what you come up with, and when we all gather together once again, we can come up with some actions together. Cheers.
Well, in a moment, Sam, one of the members of this local church here, is going to lead us in a time of prayer. But before he does, we're going to watch a couple of videos, a couple of adverts about things starting in the life of church this September. Our church vision is to make Jesus known in Enfield Town as we grow to know him better. We want all people to come to know the Lord Jesus and learn what it is to follow him. And one of the key ways to keep this central is to keep growing as disciples. That's why grow groups are so vital to the life of our church. Grow groups exist to help us grow to know and love each other as we grow to know and love the Lord Jesus. Grow groups are our small groups where we connect with a few others from the church family to read God's word, to pray, and to share life with. At the moment, this is done generally over Zoom, but we do hope to move towards in-person meetings again when possible. The new term starts in the second week of September, and we're going to be learning together from the book of Exodus. So please do join us for that. If you're new to the life of church and want to find out more about how to get involved or ask further questions about grow groups, then please do get in touch. We would love to connect with you and encourage you in this way.
The Big Bible Adventure.
Come join us at the Big Bible Adventure. Each Saturday morning through the school term, we'll be releasing a new episode. Who knows where we're going to be or what we're going to be doing?
We could be on a boat.
Oh.
Or a spaceship.
Ooh.
Or even under the sea. Yum,
yum, yum. We'll have challenges, crafts,
some activity sheet, and things you can do at home.
Exciting times, but most importantly, we're going to have fun looking at the Bible. So why don't you join us at 9 a.m. each Saturday morning through the school term? It's going to be great.
Bye bye.
Let us pray. Our God and our Father in heaven, we come and humble ourselves before you, thanking you for your goodness and kindness and love for us. Lord, thank you for watching over us. Thank you for sustaining us. Thank you, Lord, for your great love for us undeserving people. Thank you, Lord, for making us your children through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for his sacrificial death on the cross and his resurrection, that we may have a relationship with you. Thank you, Lord, that it's through him that we can now come confidently and pray to you, knowing, Lord, that you will hear our prayers. And Father, we just want to pray for some of our friends and family, church family, who are going through a tough time at the moment. We particularly want to pray for Helen Brownlee. We thank you for her. We pray, Lord, that you'll be her help as she continues recovering from her operation. We pray for Richard Haycock. Please keep him safe, and that the operation will go ahead next week, and that it will be a success, Lord. We pray for Bruce Cunningham. We pray, Lord, that you'll be with him as he starts chemotherapy treatment soon. We continue to pray for Jill Sargent. Thank you that she has been discharged to a real rehab ward. We pray, Lord, that the adjustment that needs to be done to her home will be done soon, and that she'll be able to move in and continue recovering, Lord, and that she'll be restored to full health soon. We also want to continue praying for Jenny White as she starts another bout of chemo next week. We pray, Lord, that there won't be any bad reaction from the chemo, and that it will be effective, Lord, and that you may bring healing to her body. Lord, there are also many other people going through difficult times, either emotionally or physically, and we just want to remember them as well. Please be their help at this difficult time. Lord, we also want to bring before you the Most family. We pray for Linda and the children, Joy, Stephen, Michelle, and the grandchildren, and the wider family, Lord, following the death of Dave. Please be their help and comfort at this sad time. We pray also for the wider church family at Berry Street and the Enfield Town Community Church, who greatly missed Dave. Please, may you be their comfort and help also at this sad time. Lord, we want to pray for the Grow Group as they start again this coming week. We pray, Lord, that many will be able to join. We pray that there will be even new people who will be able to join new groups this year. And please help us all to grow in our faith and our love and our trust in you, and that will be an encouragement to one another as we meet in small groups. Lord, we also want to pray for the Sunday evening service that will start this week. We pray, Lord, that many will come, those that have signed up. We also want to pray, Lord, for those people who just be passing by and notice that the church has opened, and that you'll give them the courage to go in, and that they'll be made to feel welcome, Lord. We pray, Lord, that as your gospel is preached, you'll be turning hearts. We particularly want to pray for these people, that there will be people who will be added to your kingdom through the work at Enfield Town Community Church. Lord, we also want to pray for the young people who've gone back to school this week or come in the coming few weeks. We pray, Lord, for the teachers and for the young people, that they won't be anxious about COVID-19. Please reassure them, and please may they follow the guidelines, and please, Lord, keep them safe. We pray, Lord, that you take away any anxiety from their parents and any carers about their kids. May they entrust them to you, to your care, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can bring our prayers to you, and thank you for being our loving and gracious Father. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. We're going to have our Bible reading now. And this morning, we are taking a short break before we come to a new series in the letter to Philippians next week. But this morning, we're going to have a reading from Hebrews chapter 12 and the first three verses. Hebrews 12, the first three verses, and Claire is going to read that to us.
Hello, everybody. Hebrews 12, 1 to 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
Thanks so much, Claire. That was great to read that to us. Let's pray and let's seek God's help as we think about some of these words together. Our gracious God and Father in heaven, as Tim's already prayed this morning, many of us are facing new things in the days ahead. Returns to school, maybe a return to the office, life changing in some way. And we ask today, Lord, that you would speak to us, that we would hear your voice, your comforts, your encouragements, your urgings. Father, please would you address us through these words in front of us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, this morning I want us to think together as a church family for a short while about perseverance. Seems a very relevant word for this season, doesn't it? Perseverance. It's a word that you'll see right in the middle of chapter 12 and verse 1. Right in the middle there it says, "And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Some of you may have seen the news this week. A man named Donnie Campbell broke the record for the fastest solo round of the 282 Munros in Scotland. A Munro is a mountain higher than 3,000 feet. He climbed the equivalent of Mount Everest 14 times. He ran 883 miles and he cycled 896 miles. And listen to what he said as he ventured in this way. "There were times during this that I was completely broken and I was questioning why I was doing it and what was the point. I was pushed to the limit every day with no reward at the end of each day as I was nowhere near the finish. I was constantly fatigued."
It's not surprising. Why is it? But he was tired. He was exhausted. He was broken. And yet, Donnie Campbell finished the race. He completed this journey that he set out on. And he said, as he came towards the end, he says, you have to know how to cope, how to survive in a situation like this. And along the way, you have to be willing to get cold and wet and tired. Now, friends, as we read Hebrews 12, verse 1, and we read that word perseverance, that is perseverance. Perseverance is that ability to keep going when the legs are hurting and the lungs are burning and you're cold and you're tired and you're wet and you're broken, but you keep pressing on to the finish line. And that, as we read Hebrews 12, verse 1, is a quality that is needed as we follow Jesus, as we run for that finish line of heaven. Now, as a church family this morning, I want to bring to us this text because I feel that this is a text that we need to hear this morning. It's an exhortation from God that we need to hear in this season. Let us run with perseverance. There are so many reasons as a church family at this moment in time that metaphorically our legs are hurting and our lungs are burning and we're cold and we're wet and we're tired on this race that God has marked out for us to run. We're 24 Sundays into watching church online, not being able to meet together. And maybe just watching church in your lounge or wherever you watch it or listen to it has made your relationship with God feel dry and it's taken a hit. Maybe you've got young kids at home and it's just really hard. It's really distracting and you just feel like you haven't engaged in Bible teaching for a while or singing properly and you're missing that face-to-face contact with people in church. This morning you might feel like you're flagging because you're lonely, lockdown lonely, or lonely because of singleness. It might be that you're flagging because of health issues in yourself or health issues in someone you love. It's prolonged pain or it's ongoing treatments or uncertain futures and outcomes. Maybe life has taken unexpected twists and turns over the last months and you just don't think you can face another day of it. Maybe things that we'd hoped would happen, things we'd been looking forward to, have all been thrown up in the air and changed. Job changes, life plans, uni plans. These are just some of the things that as a church family we are facing at this time. And today, friends, through the scriptures, God, our Savior is calling us to keep going. He's calling us to persevere. And he's not just calling us to it, saying, come on, keep going. He's telling us how. How do we keep going? How do we keep going in this season to run with perseverance even when there are difficulties in front of us? He says, keep going. And the question that's worth asking is, well, what is it, God, that you want us to keep going at? What is it that you want us to persevere in? Well, it's really the life of faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus. Deep trust in Jesus as our Savior, as the one who's returning for us one day and will make all things new. That is the life that he wants us to persevere at. The life of faith. And that is the life that he's been describing for us in Hebrews chapter 11, the context of this call to run with perseverance. So if you've got a Bible, just turn with me to chapter 11 and verse 1. In chapter 11, verse 1, the writer says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. See, that is a description of faith. And if you cast an eye then over chapter 11, you'll see that it lists person after person. And these are people who have lived that way, lived by faith, confident in what's coming, confident in what God had promised them, and certain, assured of what they could not see with their eyes. And by the time we reach chapter 12, verse 1, they, these people of the past, generations of people who have lived by faith, they are the great cloud of witnesses, like a stadium with people lining the seats who stand by. And they are the ones who have lived by faith through difficulties. They've endured and they've persevered. And we, friends, here, Enfield Town, 2020, are called to persevere like them, to persevere in the life of faith. We are called to be confident of where the life of trusting Jesus leads us, confident of the hope that Jesus has given us, of heaven, of what is to come, the prize. And we are to be certain of what we can't see. We can't see Jesus right now. We can't see our salvation, but we're to be assured about it. That is the life of faith. And there are two things that these words kind of unlock for us, reveal to us about this life of faith that God calls us to persevere in, to keep going, even when it's tough. And the first thing's found in verse 1. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. The life of faith, trusting Jesus, is described as a race. A race has a beginning and it has a middle and it has an end. But it's not a contest. That's sometimes how we hear the word race. It's not like we're competing with one another. No, this word race is sometimes translated in our Bibles as the word struggle. It's the word fight. And so it could read, let us run with perseverance the fight for faith that has been set before us. Can you identify with that description of the Christian life? A struggle, a fight. The life of faith, of persevering in our trust in Jesus, our relationship with Jesus, our hope in Jesus, is hard work. It's sweaty work, if we could call it that. It takes effort. And there are seasons of our life where that is harder and tougher and more fatiguing than other times. And yet the second thing we're told about this life of faith, and it's an encouragement really, is that this race, this struggle, has been marked out for us. See, look again at verse 1. And let us run with perseverance this race, this struggle that has been marked out for us. Some of you may have done competitive runs, but when you turn up for a run, you turn up for a race, there's a route that you run that's marked out for you. You don't turn up and decide to run your own direction. There's a course. Someone somewhere has sat down and marked out where everyone's going to run. There are markers that set directions. There are stewards who point you where to go. It's a marked out race, predetermined, preset. In fact, I believe in some long distance races, there's even a line on the ground that shows runners where to go, this predetermined route where people are meant to run. And that is the picture that we're given here of this life of faith. It's a struggle, but it's already marked out for us. Yes, it's tough. Yes, it takes perseverance. But it's the course that God has laid before us. He's marked out for us. He's set out the route. Now, that's an encouragement this morning, because that means that God has purposed, has intended, has marked out for us the race that he wants us to run. The leg, as it were, of the faith race has been predetermined for us. That means that God has said that he wants us Christians here in Infiltown, Christians living in 2020, to run the COVID-19 leg of the race. He wants us to run this bit of the race, to trust Jesus, to persevere in faith in Jesus through this time when the church can't meet together, when there's a virus, a pandemic doing the rounds. That's the race he's marked out for us. Or perhaps for you personally, as you walk through a tough time or through illness, this is the race, the struggle that has been set before you, the course that God has marked out for you on your journey to the destination of heaven. These days in which we live, both collectively and individually, are the race, the predetermined path which God wants us to run with perseverance. To run with faith in the Lord Jesus. He wants us to keep going. He wants us to hold on to Jesus even when things are tough. Even when the normal things that help us to endure, help us to trust Jesus, have been taken away or aren't ideal or aren't what they used to be. God says to us this morning, persevere, endure, keep going. Keep moving towards that finish line. And he doesn't want us to do it with kind of a passive patience, a kind of sit tight and just wait for things to pass. No, this word to run and this word perseverance are an active word. Wrestle for it. Work hard to keep going at faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This simple exhortation in chapter 12, verse 1, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, reminds us encouragingly that the real experience of following the Lord Jesus, the real experience of a life that is seeking to trust in Jesus, takes endurance. And it's a race that we're in together. Look how it starts. Let us run with perseverance. We're in this together. We're running together as a church. Sure, we might not be able to meet together as we normally would, but we're in it together. This is the race that he's marked out for us in this season, and we need one another. God calls us to perseverance. But he doesn't just call us to perseverance. He tells us how. How will we persevere? How do we make that effort to keep faith in Jesus? Well, look with me at verse 2. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. How do we persevere? How do we keep going in this season? By fixing our eyes on Jesus himself, the one in whom our faith is. See, during lockdown, we've, as a family, have taken a number of walks up to Whitewebs around the Woodlands area up there. And there's loads of horses in the field, and we often encounter them kind of being walked down the bridle paths. And we've seen a number of horses wearing blinkers, these things that kind of cover half their eyes. And blinkers are there, they're designed to help the horse look straight ahead, to not be distracted or startled by things to the side or things behind them. And that's the picture that we're given here. If we want to endure, we've got to blinker ourselves, as it were, keep looking at Jesus, keep looking ahead, keep looking to him. Now, obviously, we can't do that physically. That's not what it's talking about here. But I believe this is a picture, a metaphor for undivided trust in Jesus. See, where are we looking to? Where are you looking to for help in this particular trial? Where is your strength to persevere difficulties going to come from? Well, the answer is Jesus. Our help comes from him. Fix your eyes on him, your trust upon him. Look to him for the help that you need. If I could put it like this morning, we persevere at trusting Jesus, at faith in Jesus, by looking to Jesus. We persevere at trusting Jesus by fixing our eyes on Jesus. Now look with me again at verse 2, because interestingly here, the writer to the Hebrews returns to the earthly name for our Saviour. See, up to this point, he's been using a big title for Jesus, the Christ, talking about his title, his reign, his rule, but he returns us here to the name Jesus, the name he had when he walked the earth, the name his friends as he was growing up would have called him, the name that his disciples knew him by, reminding us that he was a man, reminding us that he walked where we walked, that he experienced what we experienced. As the book of Hebrews puts it earlier, that he became like us in every way. And there are two reasons here that fixing your eyes on Jesus the man, Jesus who was like us, will help us to persevere. The first reason is this, is that Jesus the man, Jesus in his humanity, is the example of faith. Just look again at verse 2. We're to fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer of faith. We don't use that word pioneer much, but think for a moment about standing on the edge of a thick jungle and you have to get to the other side. Someone has to go first, don't they? Someone has to take out the machete and start hacking away through this path that no one's ever been before. Through the dense foliage. That person is blazing a trail, you might say. And then everyone else follows in behind them. And that's what this word pioneer means. Jesus in his humanity, Jesus being like us in every way, pioneered, he led the way of a life of faith. You see, we might get confused by that, but if he was really like us, then he too only had the things that we have to go on. He too only had the word of God to direct him and to believe and to set his hopes. He too put his faith in God who was unseen to his eyes. He persevered in faith. He persevered in tough times. In fact, he persevered in the toughest of times. Look how verse 2 goes on. For the joy set before him, he, Jesus, endured the cross. He endured the agony of the cross, not just its physical pains, not just the excruciating torture that he went through, not just the emotional pains of mockery and being mistreated and falsely judged, but he went through the pains of facing the judgment of God to make people like me fitted for heaven, forgiven of my sins, so that we might join this race with the goal and destination of being with him forever. He endured the cross. He endured the race that his Father had marked out for him. And how did he do it? Well, one writer puts it like this. He trusted his Father to work out everything for him. That's what it looked like to live the life of faith, through the difficulties of the cross. He ran the race and he finished the race. And he can help us to do the same. You want help to persevere? Where are you going to look? Well, look to Jesus. Jesus, who lived the life of faith. He's been there. He's done it. And he's got the scars to prove it. Sure, Jesus may not have faced COVID. He may not have faced cancer. But he did face the cross. And he knows what it is to keep going when things are difficult, to keep trusting when things are tough. And so look to Jesus. Where are you going to look this week? Look to him. Look to his example. Look to him who's led the way. And let him help you to walk that life of faith too. That's the first reason that Jesus, looking to Jesus, fixing your trust upon him will help you to persevere this week. The second reason that fixing your eyes on Jesus will help you to persevere is that Jesus is the finisher of faith. The finisher of faith. Jesus isn't just an example to us of how to live by faith and a help to us in living by faith. But actually, he is the perfecter of faith. Look again at verse 2. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. It's fair to say that actually I'm not the best person at DIY. My wife will back this up. I have a good go. I have started many projects in our house and enthusiastically got so far. But very often we've had to call somebody in to finish the job. You could call that person a perfecter, a finisher, someone who can come in and complete the job. And actually looking to Jesus helps us persevere because he is the perfecter of faith. He has the power to bring to completion, to the finish line, our faith. He has the power, as it were, if we're going to go back to the running illustration or to Donnie Campbell, he has the power to give us the legs and the lungs to make the goal. To make the finish line, to run all the mountains that are before us. How do we persevere? How do we persevere in this season of suffering, perhaps, that we're in? How do we persevere in this times that we're living in of COVID and all the restrictions it's putting upon church? How will you keep going in your faith while you're watching church online? How do you keep going in life and faith through bad health and struggling relationships and lack of work and loneliness and doubts and disappointments? By fixing your eyes on Jesus. By looking to him for help. He's done it. He's done it before us. He's done it and he has power to help us do the same. Are your eyes on Jesus? What are you doing to keep your eyes on him? Are you making the most of the opportunities that are before us right now to fix our eyes on Jesus? To look to him for his help, to remind us of who he is? Are you making the most of those opportunities that we've got to grow to know Jesus better? I know they're not ideal. I know that it's not fun watching church on TV, but have you prepared yourself? Did you ask God this morning to help you, to teach you, to grow you before you sat down to watch this? When you talk to others from church, what are you talking about with them? If you pick up the phone to someone, if you bump into them in the street, are you simply talking about how bad things are? Or are you saying, you know, let's look to Jesus? He can help us through this. Are we encouraging one another to fix our eyes on him? Christian, fix your eyes, your hopes, your trust on Jesus. Make an effort, make a fight, as it were, to do that. He will help you to get through this season. And he will help you make it to that glorious finish line. And if you're not a disciple of Jesus this morning, then I want to make a plea to you this morning as you watch this. And it's a plea that you would join this race. Come and join us on this race that we've been set on, the race of faith in Jesus. See, in some ways this morning, all of us, whether we're a believer or not a believer, we all need a bit of a pep talk about perseverance, don't we? About keeping on going, even when things are tough. But the challenge is this: if you haven't got Jesus, then what are you persevering for? Is it just for life to get back to normal? Is it persevering for persevering's sake? Now, the race that is described here for us, the race that Jesus invites you to join by trusting him, the race that ends in heaven, has a much better destination. There is a joy that Jesus sets before us, a joy of heaven, a joy that is absolutely worth persevering for. And Jesus invites you to join that race. Jesus, who endured the cross for the joy of bringing sinful men and women like you and I into forgiveness and into this race that leads to heaven. Will you join that race today? It's a tough race. But the cloud of witnesses that are described in chapter 12, generations of people who've lived by faith, and the Lord Jesus himself who endured the cross and is now seated at the right hand of God, they say to us today, it ends well. It's worth it. Keep going. There is something worth persevering for. Will you put your faith in Jesus this morning? And will you run that race with us? Church, as we face into the months ahead, there's lots of new kids going back to school. But for lots of us, it will just mean more of the same. More uncertainty, more Zoom meetings, more online church, more ups and downs, more unknowns. For us, friends, listen to these words. Let us, Enfield Town Community Church, run with perseverance the race that God, our Saviour, God has sovereignly marked out for us. Fixing our eyes, our trust, our hopes on Jesus. The pioneer, the one who's already run this race before us, who knows what it's like. And the perfecter, the finisher, the one who can bring us to the finish line. Let us fix our eyes on him. Friends, let's pray together as we finish. Our Father in heaven, we want to ask for help this morning, please, to run with perseverance this race that you have marked out for us. Father, please help us to look to Jesus for help to run and for help to finish this race that you've set us on. Jesus, thank you that you endured the cross for us. Thank you that you became the pioneer of faith. And thank you that you are the perfecter of faith. You have power to finish faith in us, to complete that work that you begun. Please help us to keep going in this season. Please help us to keep faith in Jesus, confident of what we hope for and assured of what we do not yet see. Please help us to run this race together, to look out for one another, to encourage each other, to fix our eyes on Jesus. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we finish, the band is going to lead us this morning in singing, O Church, Arise. Let's sing together.
Say that they are strong.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I hope that you can take some time after this service to join us on our Zoom cafe. Many of you will have already got the details for how to join, but if you haven't and would like to join us on our Zoom cafe, then please email office@enfieldtown.church and someone there will be able to give you details on how to connect. And I'm really excited to say that this evening we are having our first in-person gathering here in the church building at 5 p.m. Now, booking was required for that. And so if you haven't booked, then join us online. There'll be a link on our YouTube channel for a live stream from here at 5 o'clock this evening. We hope you can join us to participate in that event as together we fix our eyes on Jesus. Let me lead us in a prayer as we finish. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Church, arise and put your